And before I begin, I request you to join me in reciting Surah Al-Fatiha for the mother of our honorable uncle Hajj Mehdi Ja'far Abu Salah and the wife of Hajj Mehdi and the mother of Hajj Maher for his beautiful recitation. I'm sure that the mother was exciting to hear the voice of her son while she's with her Lord in paradise. Every time you read Maher, you make your mother happy. Be sure that she can hear and her soul is a present. So please join me in reciting Surah Al-Fatiha for Hajj Abu Salah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha wa askanaha fasiha jinanah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين وعلى سيدنا ومولانا الإمام أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين علي بن أبي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام. In this book, the Holy Quran, we've been told by our imams that there are at least 300 verses in this book, throughout this book, that celebrate the life, the sacrifice, the generosity, the selflessness of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. 300 verses. Some people wonder, where is Ali in the Quran? Why he's not mentioned in the Quran? Ali is all over this book, but you need a correct, healthy eyes and a clean heart to find him in this book. Ibn Abbas, this iconic figure in the history of Islam, Abdullah ibn Abbas, iconic figure. He says, "Ma min ayatin." No verse begins with this sentence, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu illa wa aliyun sayyiduha wa amiruha." Whenever you find a verse in this book, begins, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu." Ali is meant the leader of that community who believe, or who you believe, their leader, their master is Ali ibn Abi Talib. But tonight, within a few minutes of my time, I'd like to mention three or four verses in this book that are exclusive to Ali, celebrating his sacrifice, not every aspect of his life, just his sacrifice, his generosity. The first ayah came when Ali was in Mecca, and this is in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 207. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And among mankind, who he sells himself for the sake of God's pleasure, and God is merciful to his servants. Look at the tafasir, the commentators on this book, on the Holy Quran, from both sides. They unanimously say, the one who's meant in this verse is Ali ibn Abi Talib. The night of the migration of the Prophet from his hometown, Mecca, to the city of Medina, Allah wanted him to ask Ali to stay in his bed so he can buy time, because his house was surrounded. His house was surrounded by 20 of the strongest of the Meccans. They selected every tribe in Mecca, they chose the best one among their young ones. They volunteered to surround the house of the Prophet, and at dawn, they all attack the house and murder the Prophet in his bed. So Jibreel informed the Prophet about this plot, and he asked him to ask, offer this to Ali, see whether Ali accepts or not. How could Ali does not accept such offer? Ali is waiting for this offer to come from the Prophet. And Ali was in his early 20s, probably 21, 22 years old. So the Prophet said to him, what do you think, Ali? You stay in my bed so I can leave, I can buy time, they don't discover my departure. Ali said, of course, Ya Rasulullah, you don't have to ask me. You order me, you give me commands. I'm more than happy to stay in your bed. So he slept in the bed of the Prophet, and the Prophet took off from his house to a cave at the outskirts of Mecca first, and then he continued his journey to Medina. Allah celebrates this stand. Here Ali is not giving his wallet, though he didn't have wallet and he didn't have money. He didn't give his house, he didn't give his books, he did not give his sword, he gave his soul. His soul. Do you have something more precious than yourself, your soul? You don't have. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, among all those people, all those who surround the Prophet, the entire community is the one. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي, sells. يَشْرِي is to sell. يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ, for one reason. He did it for one reason, and that is the ultimate nobility. When you do something not to satisfy your ego, not to satisfy your community, but rather to satisfy your Lord. يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ, ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ, merely, solely to satisfy, to earn the pleasure of God, مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. My friends, why do we live in this life? Why we are here? What is our job? What is our task? What does God want us to do here? One sentence, marzatillah, to satisfy Him. And Ali did this. He's only 20 years old. Ali was inseparable from the Prophet, inseparable. He says, I was small child. I used to follow his steps. وَكُنْتُ أَتَّبِعَهُ اتِّبَاعَ الْفَصِيلِ أثر أمه يرفع لي في كل يوم من أخلاقه علما ويأمرني بالاقتداء به. Have you seen this baby camel, how it follows? Because he has to give an example that the Arabs would understand it, you know. And camel was everywhere, was the common ride, common means of transportation. Everybody had a camel. So the she camel or the baby camel would follow the mother, the footsteps. He said, this is how I used to follow the footsteps of the Prophet. And every day the Prophet presents me with a new lesson of a humanity, of nobility, of good character. So this is one verse. Here he gave his soul. And he could have been killed. The Prophet did not say to him, Ya Ali, you will be safe. He never gave him this news. He never said to him, you will be safe and you will be, you know, you can get out of it. No, this is my bed. They're going to attack the house. They're going to attack my room, and maybe they will hit you with the sword. Ali said, I will take this offer, Ya Rasulullah. I have no problem with that. This is in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah. Now we move to Medina when Islam was established there. And Ali was on, what shall I say, on student budget, okay? He was the student of the Prophet, and you know, student budget is nothing, as we say today. And he had the biggest amount of money. At one point, he earned money through working as a farmer, and he made four dirhams. That was his highest bank account balance of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And again, it is celebrated in the Quran in the same chapter, Surah Al-Baqarah 272. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, 274, ومن الناس again الذين ينفقون those who spend their wealth الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار at night and during day. He had 4 dirhams. He decided to spend 1 dirham, give it as a charity during night, the second one during the day, the third one in secret, the fourth one in public. And he did in public to encourage others. To encourage others. You've seen this. When someone pays, others are going to follow him. So he did it in public so people can be encouraged and they will give to the poor and the needy. So he spent all his savings. The Prophet said he had only 4 dirhams. He saved them and he did not leave anything for him. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ at night وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا in secret وَعَلَانِيَ and openly in public. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ they're going to see their reward with your Lord, with their Lord. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ such person who's puts people before himself, there is no fear, shall be no fear on him. Neither he is going to suffer. If you teach your children to be generous, to take care of others, to sacrifice, to give their food, to give their money, to give their time, to give their advice, to give their knowledge, your son is going to be protected. You should not fear about his future or her future. They'll be safe, morally safe, socially safe, physically safe. But if someone is stingy, okay, he doesn't want to spend, he doesn't want to share, he doesn't want to give, he doesn't want to contribute, there shall be every bad things will happen to him or her. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ This is a promise from God. When you spend, then you will be secured. God is going to guard you and protect you. So this is the second verse in the Quran about his giving, his sacrifice, his generosity. Where is the third one? The third one happened in the mosque of the Prophet, inside the mosque. Any clue what happened inside the mosque? Which chapter is this? Chapter 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah. What verse? No, 55. Easy. It's like 33. So we have to memorize this, you know. This is our Imam. Imam Ali is our Imam. So I have to memorize it by heart. Chapter 5, verse 55. Innama. Only. Innama adatu hasrin. Hasr means it contains. The following sentence is restricted. Adatu hasr means when God wants to say only this group, so he uses innama. Innama what? Waliyukum Allah, your guardian. In today's language, your boss, your leader. Innama waliyukum Allah. Wa rasuluhu, his apostle. Walladhina amanu. But who are they? All alladhina amanu? Plenty. Alladhina amanu are thousands. No, there is a special one among them. الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة those who establish regular prayers and give alms ويؤتون الزكاة but not always in a specific condition وهم راكعون وهم راكعون in the Arabic grammar means while they were bowing look at the correct translation it tells you while they were bowing in one condition sometimes others they give taxes or money or charity, you know, outside, when people ask them outside. But this person did not wait to finish his prayers, Ali ibn Abi Talib. He was doing nafila. The prayers that he was doing, it was nafila. Now, what nafila was, we don't know. Because the Prophet was not inside the masjid. The commentators say, at that moment, the Prophet was on his way to the mosque. But Ali was in the mosque. Now, is it tahiyyatul masjid he was doing, greeting the masjid when we come inside with 2 rak'ah? Is it something else? We don't know. But it was not jama'ah, not congregation, nor one of these five canonical or mandatory prayers that we do. Nafila. So while he is bowing, he did not say, let me wait. You know how much it takes you after when you are bowing and doing two rak'ah? Maximum a minute, 2 minutes to conclude. Ali did not wait. Because this opportunity came to him. See, my friend, when someone asks you for help, this is an opportunity for you, not for him. God is testing you. So don't delay. You know why you should not delay? Because even if that delay is 10 seconds, Shaitan is going to strike immediately. Shaitan is very smart. He's going to strike. For instance, now you are thinking of, let me help this person. As soon as you say this, Shaitan is going to interfere. He wants to interrupt you. He wants you to change your mind. So he strikes. So if you are not swift, you're going to lose that opportunity. Ali did not want to lose that opportunity. Ali did not say, okay, I'm finishing my prayers, so let him wait. He didn't do that. He stretched his hand. Take my ring. أعطى خاتمه. The man took the ring. The man left. The Prophet does not know anything. He didn't see this because he was not in the masjid. By the time Ali concluded his prayers, the Prophet came inside and congratulated him. At that time, there is no WhatsApp. Ali did not send the Prophet WhatsApp. Oh, my father-in-law, I give my ring, you know, by the way. I'm a good boy, good son-in-law. No WhatsApp, no email, no pictures, no Instagram, no whatever, you know. The Prophet, no Twitter. The Prophet did not know he was outside the masjid. So who informed the Prophet? Jibreel with this verse. Jibreel came with verse 55. Your son-in-law inside the masjid just gave his ring to a beggar, even before he concluded his prayers. Ali is eternalized in this verse, eternalized. See for how many centuries we come and go and we read about this. Maybe the ring, maybe it was not too expensive, maybe a regular one, maybe could hardly feed one or two people. But the gesture is expensive, invaluable. The gesture is noble. That you don't allow people to wait. You give them immediately. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. By the way, my friends, do you know that those world-class commentators of the Quran, Zamakhshari, Baydawi, Ibn Kathir. Ibn Kathir comes at the top of the list who hates the Shia Muslims. But he mentions this. He says, yes, this verse came regarding Ali ibn Abi Talib when he gave his ring to the beggar inside the mosque of the Prophet. Ibn Kathir. Also Wahidi, Tabari. Those are iconic figures when it comes to the commentary of the Quran. Those are world-class leaders. They say this verse came exclusively regarding this man, Ali ibn Abi Talib. So this is the third. Where is the fourth? Can you tell me? Where is it in this book? What chapter? Al-Insan, Ahsant Ali. Chapter 67. Chapter 76, Surah Al-Insan, a whole chapter, not just a verse. This time, the action, the giving, the charity was so important, was so monumental, that God said, one verse is not enough. I have to bring an entire chapter. And look what God names this chapter. Chapter 2 is named Baqarah, cow. The longest chapter in the Quran is named after the cow of the children of Israel. Surah Al-Fil, you know, do you know the story of Baqarah and Fil? In the month of Ramadan, one of the imams was, you know, people want to eat after the break their fast. So he started reading Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah is too long. Took hours. People were tired, they are hungry, they want to break their fast, and the imam is enjoying his, you know, recitation of Baqarah. So people collapsed, really. They could not even stand. They had a long day. So following day, people came. While they were coming inside the masjid, they asked the imam, what ayah, what surah you want to read? He said, Al-Fil. They left. They said, Fil is bigger than Baqarah. You know, Baqarah is... They thought that this chapter is longer. So they left. So Allah says, about this action, what does he call the chapter? We have chapter called Ankabut. We have chapter called Spider. We have a chapter which is called, you know, Naml, ants. We have chapter, but this one, or Nahl, also the bee. But this chapter that celebrates the family of the Prophet is called what? Human. It means this is a humanity. If you are searching for the meaning and the essence of a human, this is a humanity. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. They gave 5 loaves of bread, my friends. Even at that time, these 5 loaves in the market, it did not have that much value because people had all sorts of food. But this golden family, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, Hussein, and their servant, Fidla, when they gave it, they were hungry. They needed it. They survived on it. Sometimes you have extra food. You take one, you give the other. But if you have only one food, one loaf, and you have children at home, and you don't do that for one night, you do that for 3 nights. A doctor the other day was telling me, Sayyid, how can children survive with no food for 3 days? I can't imagine. I said, maybe your children and my children, yes, they cannot survive for one day. But Hassan and Hussein, they can survive because they have a father and mother like Ali and Fatima. Because they spent all their time giving. Therefore, they develop this ability, this mental, spiritual, even physical ability to survive. To survive. It's all about here. Sometimes in Ramadan, some people, they don't have a cup of coffee, they collapse. They weak. And sometimes they abstain. Food, drink, nothing happens to them. It's all in here, your mind. It's the way you teach yourself. The way you train your children. So Allah brings this chapter. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. One of the great companions of the Prophet, when this verse came, celebrating Ali, Fatima, Hassan and Hussein with their achievement, he said after that, 10 times I gave donations food, so God will send one verse about me to celebrate me. One of the great Sahaba, his name is mentioned, check it out and see what name is that. He said, when I heard that this household, they received this gift from God, this chapter, I said, I envied them. I said, let me give. I gave once, nothing came. Twice, nothing. Until I gave up after 10 times, well, I don't want to spend all my money here. Why the verse came for Ali, Fatima, and Hassan, and Hussein, and it did not come for others? Because the reason is mentioned in the book, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. We, the Shias of Ali, we have to learn from Ali, ikhlas. The Iranians, they have this beautiful saying, as Ali, amuz, ikhlas amal. Learn from Ali something important, to be sincere, to be honest with God. When you do something, do it for the sake of God. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat, wal muslimina wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat, tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat, innaka mujibu al da'awat. إنك غافر الخطيئات، إنك ماح السيئات وجاعلها حسنات، إنك على كل شيء قدير. Tomorrow inshallah we will meet you for the second night of Qadr and the night of the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And inshallah Thursday is going to be the eve of the 23rd, the grand night of Qadr inshallah. تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.